It is time once again for another one of those fun summer events that pop up in our area. And even though we're really in late summer, it's still a fun summer event, and that is Grillsdale. And it's this year, Grillsdale 2019. And it's Saturday, August 24th from 7 to 11 p.m. In Hillsdale, New York, in that great park, Roelof Jansen Park. This year's title is Flame On. And once again, we have with us talking about Grillsdale this year, Joanna Varela. Joanna, thanks for joining us again today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Marshall.
So before we got on the air, I said this is the fourth year now?
This is the fourth year.
Yeah.
And it has sold out every year.
Well, you know, you look at it and it's, you like events that are so diverse and so inclusive, but also they take part in the great outdoors in our area, and people can get to them easily. And even though they come up every year, there's enough of a change of a difference each year that makes the event still fresh every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I look at your website, by the way, if you want more information on Grillsdale 2019, grillsdale.com. They're also on Facebook and the like. But, you know, it's a very simple thing. If you like local food and you like to eat food from local chefs and have your libations be local and also have live music, this has it all for you.
Yeah, it's a juggernaut. It really has everything.
So let's talk about some of the highlights. Would you see some of the highlights this year at Grillsdale 2019? Flame On.
Oh, okay. So this year we have a lot more new chefs coming to the event. We have three champions returning. Bobby Helen of Otto's Market won last year for his brisket taco, and he's coming back. And Jack Peel of Jacuterie, who won in 2016, is coming back. And Joe Bucubian of The Farmer's Wife, who won in 2017, is coming back. So along with them, we have Christopher Schramm of the West Taconic Diner, Diner. He's coming back. And we have music from Boston from a traditional ska band called The Void Union. And we have a lot of other surprises in store, such as a raffle that will support, the proceeds of that support the Harlem Valley Rail Trail.
Well, that's something I wanted to point out here. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. Everybody's going to have a great time. There's lots of great food and lots of great music. But way deep down at the heart of it, the Harlem Valley Rail Trail, which has been expanding year after year and improving year after year, this goes to support that.
Yeah. We collect a lot of interesting prizes from sponsors, and we raffle them off at the event, and all the proceeds go to the Harlem Valley Rail Trail.
You know, it's such a great idea, and sooner or later, it's going to be connected up with over to Chatham and everything like that. It just is, when you think about this, and how it's grown over the years, it really is amazing. But I also get back to what you've done with Grillsdale 2019 itself and in Hillsdale at the Rojan Park. And you've created something that has, and it's very hard to do in a short period of time, become one of those staple of summers that people not only who visit our area or who weekend in our area, but people who live in our area want to go to.
Oh, absolutely. People come up to me and they tell me it's the event of the summer. And I kind of laugh because there's so many great events in our area. But I like to think that this one caps off the summer. So, yeah, I mean, we have an attendance of like 600-plus people. And it's really like a great community party. And it serves a purpose for everyone to get together at the end of the summer and have great food and taste some wine and local beer and listen to some great music. And we go to great lengths to decorate Rojan Park's Hilltop Barn to make it look like someone described it as the best wedding they ever went to.
That's because nobody's getting married. I shouldn't say that. But, you know, by the way, if you want tickets, you can get tickets online, grillsdale.com. Now, do tickets remain on sale online right up to the day of the event, or is there a cutoff where you get to a certain amount?
We get to a certain amount, and we cut it off. So last year we had to cut it off like a week before. This year we're ahead in ticket sales, so if you want tickets, you should get online and get them now, or you can go to HGS Home Chef in Hillsdale and get tickets there with no fees.
Now, we're talking about Grillsdale, and what I also notice is that every year your list of people that help underwrite it and sponsor grows. You have Harrington's, Elise Harney Real Estate, the Hillsdale General Store, Edible Hudson Valley, Chatham Brewing, Svendale, King's Highway Cider, Harrington Fuels, Great Barrington Home and Design, Robert Bradway's. You also have Home Chef. Columbia County itself is kicking in the rail trail. Hillsdale itself. I mean, and these events really do need the help of all these people that chip in and help make them possible.
Oh, absolutely. Sponsorship support is crucial, especially in this area. I mean, if you're doing this kind of event out in the Hamptons or in the city, you can get very large sponsors. But I really, really love the idea of having most of our sponsors from this immediate area and businesses near Hillsdale and in the Berkshires. And we're really grateful to them for helping out. We have two new sponsors this year. One is Catamount Mountain Resort and Stair Galleries from Hudson. So we're really excited.
Oh, that's great. And we're talking once again about Grillsdale 2019. We've got Joanna Verlo on the phone with us. And it is Saturday, August 24th from 7 to 11. And that's another thing that I like about Grillsdale, Joanna, what you've done. In between 7 and 11, it's not too long. It's not short. It's just the right amount of time. No, really. I mean, you can go to some events that drag on and on and on, but this really does. It starts, and before you know it, it's over. It doesn't even seem like it's been 4 hours.
It really does go fast. When I'm there running it, I'm lucky if I can grab food from two or three tents, and the next thing I know is trucks are rolling out. So it is the perfect amount of time. We thought about doing it two nights in a row, but it's not feasible, and we like the way it is, and we want to keep it the way it is.
You'd also age much quicker during two nights in a row.
One of the things I'd like to point out is about the Harlan Valley Rail Trail and its extension into Hillsdale is it now ends right at the foot of a project that will be launching this fall, which is the Rojan Brewing Company. I don't know if you know about that, but there is a brewery that's going to happen in Hillsdale with a full restaurant. It'll have a giant grill inside of it, and it'll offer beer that's made in-house and food that's grilled in-house. So we're taking it to the next level.
You know, anybody who wondered what benefits the rail trail brings, all you have to do is just take a look at Millerton, New York, and what that rail trail does. And it's not just in the summertime. It's in the fall, not in the dead of winter, but in the fall and the summer and the spring. The amount of people that come from out of the area to be on that rail trail and to wind up in those towns is amazing.
Yeah, it's a great avenue for people to discover all the towns along the rail trail. I'm hoping somebody will organize some kind of massive walk or bike ride along it when it's done.
Oh, I'm sure they will, because look what happened with the walkway over the Hudson. That has become a phenomenal, not only a new, it's a worldwide attraction now. And that's exactly what this rail trail will do when it's all completed and you can actually connect over to Chatham with it and everything like that. It really is something spectacular. And I think on top of raising money for it, I think what Grillsdale 2019 and Grillsdale in general does for it is raise the community awareness about the rail trail.
Yeah, which is important because a lot of people don't really see the benefits of it, but it's great if you need exercise or if you have dogs or if you're a biker who doesn't want to ride on the road.
I can tell you right now, it's a great event. Once again, Grillsdale for this year, 2019, flame on, Saturday, August 24th from 7 to 11 at the Roloff Jansen Park in Hillsdale, New York. Chefs, they're local. Food is local. Libations local. Music and more in between 7 and 11. And you would suggest that even though there is plenty of parking in and around Hillsdale, if people want to be smart, it'd be wise if they could carpool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, parking at Rojan or Roloff Jansen Park is plentiful, but if you live in Hillsdale and you want to use a car service, like a country concierge car service, or you want a carpool, we applaud that.
Well, good luck again with this year's Grillsdale, August 24th once again, all the information you can get is at grillsdale.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And Joanna, have another great event, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Marshall. We hope to see you there.